just moving and grooving on a Tuesday morning. Thunderstorms in Nashville, rainy day all day in Milwaukee. I haven't heard yet, but I assume softball is going to be canceled this evening.
A little sloppy. It is
wet all over southeastern Wisconsin, and it's the last, I believe tonight is the last regular season games for most teams. And so we were supposed to be up in West Bend, but I can't imagine most games will be playing tonight. So
I don't mind when things are canceled occasionally.
Well, I mean, we got home last night. It was like in the 40s, and we did have a game last night. And I lit a fire last night. And yeah. I'm gonna do a fire again tonight.
Yeah, it's chilly there right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Are you guys chilly or are you just stormy?
No, it's just stormy. It's okay. Like, yeah, 75.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's, we have all the, we have a rising sixth grader and a rising ninth grader. So they have all their celebrations this week. And I'm pretty sure our rising sixth graders is going to get moved from tonight to tomorrow night.
Could they move it inside if they need to, or will they move the date? What do you think?
They'll just move the date. Yeah, okay. They said they'll by noon today, they'll let us know if they're changing it or not. But, with this rain, and I think there's more stuff coming this afternoon, they're probably going to move it to tomorrow.
He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder, the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Joining us now, great friend of show, but I think it's the first time we've had her on our show. We saw her in real life, in person, on NFL Draft Weekend, on the Saturday awesome event, the Jordy Nelson podcast. Lily Zhao from Fox 6 joins us now. Lily, you're on the Mason Crosby Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. It was lovely seeing you guys on draft weekend. So this is an honor being on the show.
Well, thanks, Lily. Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on. And, we want to kind of run down a lot of things that are going on in sports around Wisconsin and kind of get your take. And I think, my first thought is to kind of run into the Packers schedule and, as it's been released, and kind of get your thoughts on what this season's going to look like for our Packers and some of the games that you're looking forward to.
Right. And specifically, how did Fox do on that schedule? Yeah. Because I know yeah, that's very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah. What do you have going?
Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff going, guys. I think we basically have, I shouldn't say we, Fox has like half the schedule, depending on what the last two games of the schedule are and where they fall. But I think it's a tough schedule, especially the home slate. Excuse me. I think there's really no ramp-up period, though, for Green Bay this year. It's not like there's any easy games before, it can kind of begin for Green Bay. I mean, it's right out of the gate. You have the Lions. But that game is intriguing because, it's their first game without Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. So what does Detroit look like? They're going to be healthy, hopefully. So, what do they look like? And then you have the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. So it's really two tough games back to back. But I think this schedule is tough in a way that, the back end is very heavy loaded with divisional opponents. We saw the Bears kind of, fall apart last year with a big chunk of their divisional opponents kind of grouped together down the stretch. So, the Packers have that to contend with at the end of the year. They have a lot of road games to contend with at the end of the year. And as we know, those divisional games are going to be so important. So the Packers were, as I've always said, kind of a fingertip away from being 0-6 in the division. So that's, something they got to really improve on. But in terms of those really tough games, I mean, there's a lot of really good primetime games as well. Do the Packers play potentially Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in primetime? There's a lot of really, really good games under the lights that, Green Bay has an opportunity to shine and show why they're going to be a really good team this year. But I like the schedule. It's just going to be pretty tough, especially with the teams that are coming to Lambeau.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I start looking at, whenever I was playing up there, it's like I look at when the bye week is. And so, that week five bye, a little too early for my liking normally. I would love if that bye kind of crept into November and you could, kind of steal one of those, those third quarter type of weeks where the weather's changing and all of that, and you don't have to play there. But, it'll probably come at a good time, especially with that schedule as it is, where they, like you said, they play Detroit, they play Washington. At Cleveland's a little unknown. You hope that that's going to be a win. The Cowboys, a little bit of an unknown on what they're going to look like. But then you go on a little bit of a stretch there where you only throw in Carolina that is probably not great. The Giants probably not great. But after that, I mean, it's their last seven games are going to be a gauntlet. So yeah, just kind of run us through what's your thought on when you look at this schedule? What do you think they're what a good record for this Packers team would be as you kind of break the schedule down?
Yeah, sure. Well, Mason, before I do that, though, just how do you think a team handles, because you mentioned that bye week being in week five, how does a team handle a bye week that's that early in the season, just in terms of conditioning and stuff? That's what I'm curious about. But then I'll answer your question.
Well, I don't like to live in the past, so that's I'm not always looking back and like trying to say we're gonna it is the most recent history that I can remember from my time was 2022. We played in London, and then we had we have one more game, and I think we had the bye week. We didn't take the bye week. We actually took it later. So, I think if we had taken that bye week, sometimes you need that in that week, that early time. And I think playing that Detroit game into a Thursday game and then two away games that, you're traveling quite a long distance to Arizona, and then you play a night game in Dallas. Sometimes that early bye can be really beneficial. And then you get a Thursday game at Detroit there where you kind of technically get a little bit of a break after that game and get a longer stretch. So if you do it right, if they're coming into the season, if they get a little banged up in those first four games, you're really glad with that week five bye. But if you're healthy and you're rolling that last stretch of the season where now you're rolling 12 games straight without really a break can be really really daunting for a team, and especially trying to be healthy come playoff time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do handle that with all these games down the stretch where they don't have an opportunity to get a rest. Then you look at all their important games, right? Thanksgiving is one that I think the Packers have really performed well on, but they're going to need to really kind of just take care of their bodies the last couple months of the season with that early bye. But I know other teams have it, right? The Bears have, I think, a week five bye. The Falcons have a week five bye. So it's not just Green Bay. These teams are going through it, but I love the insight. So to answer your question, I think it's going to be very telling for Green Bay to see kind of how they get off against the Lions. Just how do they perform, right out of the gates? First home opener under Matt LaFleur in the LaFleur era in Green Bay. It's what do they do in that Lions game? Because, again, the Lions have had their number the last couple of years.
Yep.
And so can they get over the hump and beat them to start the year? And then you have Jaden Daniels and company coming into town. So you're hoping not to be in an 0-2 hole to start the year before you do play the Browns. And so I think the Packers splitting those first 2 weeks will be really important. Obviously, would love for them to go 2-0, but if they could at least split the first 2 weeks, that would be ideal. The Browns don't know what their quarterback situation will be. I think that's got to be a win for Green Bay.
Well, it's going to be Shedeur Sanders. So,
yeah, that'll be.
Whoa. I thought it was going to be Dylan Gabriel.
I'm just messing
with
you.
You sure it's not going to be Dylan Gabriel?
Well, it's either Shedeur or Joe Flacco is kind of, is the options there. So, yeah, Gillen. That was a Mitch Nellis. Gillen Daniels.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, what if they do like a two quarterback thing?
Oh, gosh. That would be the most Browns thing that could ever happen. So they probably should.
Yeah. Just trot out one guy for the first half, one for the second.
Oh, my gosh.
So hopefully that, maybe I would say the Browns game should be a win. I think that Cowboys game will be really interesting. Second primetime game in the first month, but no Mike McCarthy anymore. So how do they play in Dallas? Mason, you guys know you play very well in that stadium.
Yes.
So I'm going to say another win for Green Bay there.
Packers going to Dallas is always a win.
Did you ever make any field goals in Dallas, Mason?
Yeah, we can always mark that
any
up.
Any really
yeah,
good ones?
Yeah, I like kicking in Dallas.
Yeah. So I think the first month, worst case is 2-2, but ideally I'm thinking they go 3-1 out of the gates. You get your bye week. Bengals, interesting team. I think still, very winnable for Green Bay. Cardinals, interesting team, still very winnable. And then it's the question of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, do you guys believe the Packers will see him week 8 on Sunday Night Football? That'll be, the marquee game if he does come back.
Yeah, for sure. If he's back, that's one everyone's going to be circling on their calendar just to have that energy and that excitement. And the NFL will be so juiced that it's the Sunday night game if that ends up being the case.
How much, and this is Lily Zhao from Fox 6 joining us on the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. How much do you think like the NFL is praying to the football gods, the ayahuasca gods, the silent ashram gods, like whatever it is, to get Aaron Rodgers, that they get the Aaron Rodgers versus Green Bay Packers, Steelers Packers matchup in that game?
I mean, that's the only reason I can imagine they set that game, as the Sunday night game, is in hopes that that ends up happening. I mean, obviously, I think those are two great franchises. That's a fun and exciting game, regardless. But that game got tabbed on that Sunday night game, middle of the season in October, just to get that matchup.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I think the NFL scriptwriters kind of set it up perfectly for Aaron Rodgers to come back. You know, they open up Week 8 against the Jets. Week 1 against the Jets.
Yeah, they do.
So imagine that, season opener for the Steelers and Jets. And then, of course, I know there was rumored the Packers could potentially be playing the Steelers in Ireland, but obviously they wouldn't want that to be, the Aaron Rodgers-Packers matchup. So it all makes sense. It's all set up there for Rodgers to come back if he does play for Pittsburgh. I'm kind of hoping it happens just to see him back in the NFL and playing another season. And I think it would be, just the highlight of the year if he does come back to play the Packers in Week 8. So that game will be interesting. The one after that, the Panthers, that should be a win. And then the most intriguing game, guys, I think would be that Eagles game on Monday night.
Depending on
if they pass the tush-push ban or don't pass the tush-push ban.
I was going to ask you about it. You just brought it up.
Yeah, like, do we see it 30 times in a game? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be amazing.
I love it. I just don't get why the Eagles don't do the tush-push every play. I mean, it's so effective. Like, they should just run it every play.
Yeah, if you're guaranteed at least, 2-3 yards?
Yeah, you get three and a half yards a play, just run it every play. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So that is one of the games that I'm like, can they do it? Can they do it? I think they were close. The last two games against the Eagles last year, so get over the hump. Giants should be a win. And then I think it's let's buck up or shine here, because the Vikings, Lions, Bears,
yeah,
that's going to be interesting. And then Broncos, also an interesting team. Bears, Ravens, Vikings. I mean, that's a tough way to end the year, playing Lamar, Derrick Henry, second to last game of the year, and of course the Vikings. So I think that, those last seven games, like Mason mentioned, will be one where the Packers really need to shine if they want to hopefully be division winners, or if that Lions rule gets passed, have a good enough record to make the postseason. So,
all right, Lily Zhao, what's your prediction for their record? I think the betting odds from Pottawatomie are what, 9? Is that right?
9.5. Yeah,
nine
I think
and a
it's
half.
Right around there. Yeah.
Okay, 9.5. So, what's your prediction for the record this year?
Guys, I'm always optimistic in the off season for the right reasons. So I'm going to say, on the high side, I'm optimistic with 11 wins.
I'm optimistic.
So I'm going to go 11-7.
I like that. I said that if they don't get 12 wins in the regular season, that they've kind of underachieved in the regular season. I think that's the only option they have if they want to try to win the division and get that home game in the playoffs. So, or try to, obviously you got to win more than that to try to get that one seed. But I think 12 wins is a goal that this team should have for sure to try to go in the playoffs in a positive note.
Yeah, I think they need at least that number, just considering the amount of talent in their own division. I think the Lions, the Vikings certainly have the capability of getting 10-plus wins. So the Packers, if they want to be in that mix, have to get at least 11. They have to get at least double-digit wins and keep the playoff train rolling. But I do like the team's odds this year. Third year under Jordan Love. We knew how good the third year was under Aaron Rodgers. Can he do it for the Packers this year? I'm excited to see what turns out.
Well, Lily and Mason, you guys are doing a great job. I'm going to leave. I'm going to drive over to Pottawatomie right now.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Lily. Thanks for being here, Mitch. Yeah, Lily and I
got to go win some money.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me over 9.5. It's a lock.
All right, Lily.
You guys just told me that.
We are going to, I'm going to shift gears on you just real quick because, you know, it's a kind of a hot topic going on, and I know you cover all things sports in Wisconsin. So let's dive into the Giannis conversation on does, and we posed this question earlier, should the Bucks focus on trading around Giannis rather than trading Giannis? Like, is that something that you feel like should be happening, or do you think his time in Milwaukee might be coming to an end?
That's the tricky answer because, you know, from all indications, it's Giannis is not leaving Milwaukee per his words unless he is being kicked out, which the Bucks would never do, or if he, you know, he's like, I'm never going to demand a trade. So, you know, he is one of those players that from day one has been all about loyalty. That's the Giannis way. It's the brand. It's just what he has built in this city.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's also the asterisk of, I want to win a championship. Can the Bucks still be that best option for me to win a championship? So I think, again, they're meeting this week. I know Giannis will be upfront about his you know, conversations with John Horst to say, you know, I'm assuming he still wants to be here, but the question is, can they still win around him? I know there was an idea brought up about a gap year, you know, just kind of just build around him for a year and then you're contending in two. But is that something he'd be willing to do? Do they have the assets to build around him? And obviously, if he demands a trade, you're going to go for everything that a team can give you and, quote-unquote, bleed them dry if you can, if you're going to be giving them a player like Giannis. So I think it's just a tricky place to be right now because you're not sure what he potentially wants to do. It's, does he want to come back? And if he does want to come back, it's you're trying to build the best team around him. They don't have as many assets this year to kind of work with. So what does that team look like? Will it be a gap year kind of thing? Or if he is a guy that wants to leave, then you're kind of going back to the drawing board and saying, what can we build this team to look like without him? So, again, that's not really an answer, but that's kind of where we are. I mean, we've seen Giannis tweet about it, that he's just having fun with it, knowing that all these rumors are being swirling or been, you know, talked about while he's on the internet.
I do love that. I love the idea of a gap year, that's even a conversation where it's like, yeah, we'll just, you know, take a gap year before we go to college. Just kind of, you know, take a little year, just get this thing figured out. But yeah, I think you hit it on the head though, is too, if they try to move him, they are going to deplete the team he's going to. And so like what kind of organization or program is he going to play for? So Giannis is smart. He is a loyal guy and he's probably saying like, all right, y'all need to just give me an idea of what is going to be put in place. Who are you chasing after so I can feel good about what it is going to be in the next year or two, and we'll build a championship team moving forward. So I never liked the concept, you know, being there in Green Bay forever. Like, there was never really a time where we spoke on like a gap year, like we're trying to rebuild. You know, 2008 might have been the only time where it's like, all right, it's Aaron's first year, we're going to see what we are, and we had some ups and downs and then we kind of went on a roll there. So I would say, you know, it's probably not a big conversation piece, but they're definitely, it sounds like that's like what they are trying to figure out, what they're going to do as an organization.
Yeah. And then of course, get an idea from him of what he wants to do, because at the end of the day, if he says, I want to be traded, I'm gone, then that's kind of what you have to work with and say, all right, we're kind of rebuilding from the ground up without our star player. But hopefully it's the, hey guys, I'm curious to see what this team will look like in the next year or two around me, so make it work. I think that would be the best case scenario for the Bucks. You keep Giannis and you try to make it work. This team should look different next year if that's the case. You know, I don't think they'll be a contending team if they kind of bring back the same core per se, especially without Damian Lillard for a majority of next season.
For sure.
So it's going to be interesting to see what Giannis truly decides to do. I know he's having fun with it on the internet, but I know Bucks fans are like, tell us what you want to do. Please come back.
Exactly.
Lily's out joining us from Fox 6 and here in Milwaukee. Follow her on Twitter at Lily S. Zhao, Z-H-A-O. Lily, what are you working on right now? What stories do you have coming up that you can share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are lucky enough today to have the Brewers game on Fox 6. If you're in the Milwaukee area, that's where you can watch the game. So we'll have that on our air today. And then we're going to hear from manager Pat Murphy and all the guys, and, you know, hopefully they can kind of keep this, you know, mini winning streak going.
So they're heating up.
They're heating up. I like the optimism. They're heating up. And then, you know, the Admirals also play tomorrow. So game three, the Central Division Finals at Panther Arena, which is where I saw Mason and Jordy. So we've got that going on. And, of course, next week will be Packers OTAs. So we're kind of in that cross, you know, sports section this month. So I like it.
It is nice when it all, yeah, kind of comes together here at the end of May, early June, and then we get a little, you know, a little bit of a lull, and then it, you know, just gets ramped up come early August. So, Lily, really appreciate you jumping on with us. I love your insight about the Packers schedule, and you know, we'll have you again on sometime just to discuss all things Wisconsin sports, and especially as we get into the Packers season.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Love the show, and thank you so much for having me on.
All right, awesome. Appreciate you, Lily.
Thanks so much, Lily. And Lily, I won't hold you personally responsible. Mason, I will hold you personally responsible that I'm going to go to Potawatomi and for take the pack. Yeah, the pack.
Over nine and a half, that's an easy
over, over nine and a half, done.
That's easy.
Yeah, thanks, Lily. That was all. You know, our thanks to Lily Zhao from Fox 6. She does an awesome job there and she's all about it. I mean, she's at the Admirals game. She's at the Brewers games. She's up in Green Bay when she needs to be.
Yeah,
like
she's a hard worker. She does a great job. And I don't know if y'all saw this, though. I don't know if this is breaking news, but it leads well into our next segment.
Oh, boy. So, all right.
A little Bill Belichick conversation about to happen.
Oh, man. We're going to discuss Bill Belichick, the Bill Belichick North Carolina marriage. Is it going swimmingly? Are there challenges?
I thought he was married to Jordan Hudson.
There might be another marriage. There might be another marriage about to be happening.
Oh, boy.
That's
all
the
right.
Breaking news.
Oh, gosh.
There's breaking news.
It's the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. What is Bill Belichick up to now? Next.
Next.